I call this meeting to order the Committee on Budget and Finance on Friday, November 9th, 2018, at 10:02 a.m. in the President's Conference Room of the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving to Agenda Item 2, roll call.
Senator Aziz.
Present.
Senator Burton.
Present.
Senator File.
Present.
Senator Gray.
Present.
Senator McKinney.
Absent, excuse.
Senator Hudson.
Present.
Senator Hughes.
Present.
Senator Sewell.
Present.
Senator Wilcox.
Present.
A quorum is present.
All right. Moving to Agenda Item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment? Did you guys want to say anything here?
Okay, well, sure, why not? We're textbook brokers, so you'll see a lot of me and her probably like every Friday to all these committee meetings because we're trying to get more involved and see if with any of the committees we could do anything for them or promote something, anything we could do for you. So if you guys think of something, just let us know.
Is there any further public comment? All right, seeing none, do we have minutes?
No.
No? Okay. Since there's no minutes, we'll go straight down into Agenda Item 6, new business, and we'll start out with new student initiatives. Oh, then, did you have a note?
I think it's in there. Did you have a note?
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay.
I didn't do that right now.
Either way, it'll be very quick because I haven't spent any money.
Yeah, you can actually read your memo. You haven't spent it.
Yeah.
So with New Student Initiatives, this is the account that buys the water bottles and hats and things like that for orientation. It's typically purchased at the end of the vice president's term, though, like at the end of the fiscal year, because like I would have spent in fiscal year 18. So I spent with New Student Initiatives last year and didn't spend it in this year's. So the next vice president will spend out of this account. So right now there has not been anything spent for fiscal year 19. There is a work day. So we buy gift cards as well to the Nevada Wool Shop. And those were actually bought prior to the fiscal year 18, but they showed up in the fiscal year 19 work day. But we're still resolving that with the accounting office. But other than that, it's a pretty low maintenance account.
Are there any questions for Vice President Bradley? Senator Burton.
Was all that money spent out of fiscal 18 budget? All the money that you used for, is there any rollover for this year at all or no?
No, so that's a good question. I don't think so because with the way I purchased the water bottles this year, I like gave the wool shop like a specific amount that I could buy within, and then they just made however many water bottles could spend at that cap.
Is there any further questions for Vice President? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you.
So then from here, we'll move to a presentation from Brushfire.
Hello, everybody. I'm the new editor-in-chief of Brushfire. I used to be the literary editor. So, as you know, Brushfire is the only literature and arts journal on campus. Its primary mission is to sort of collect people's thoughts and their projects, the different varieties of artistic style here on campus and in the community. We've done a lot of branching out to just local, you know, community. Our job is basically to circulate art and publish people's art for free and distribute that out so that way ideas keep circulating and the arts can kind of keep generating without any sort of financial setback. As you can tell, this budget is pretty straightforward. Student wages, this is, of course, like I'm sure you all know, this is the budget for the year. Our wages, we've only spent this year like $1,308, which comes from the fact that there's only been two of us working at Brushfire. The previous editor-in-chief graduated, two other people like moved back home, so this semester sort of started out on a rocky footing, not as much like labor. Travel, we usually try to go to ACP, the Associated Collegiate Press Conference, to like learn new skills and, for example, we learned last time that we had to be a lot more careful with our fonts and stuff. because we were trying to put like these little acronyms in the titles of the pieces, and it ended up confusing readers rather than helping them. So stuff like that, very workshop oriented. We didn't go this time though because we wanted to prioritize on building a new team instead of just traveling. Host, usually we only spend $100 per semester on basically buying food for the release party of the journal. Pretty low-key, nothing expensive or exciting. So I guess the one operating cost that we have that is actually concrete right now is the $43, which is primarily because we take the journals, we send them out to people who maybe go back home over the summer and aren't going to be around or couldn't make the release party. We get some people who submit from out of state, so that's just making sure that we are loyal to our contributors, make sure they feel involved and in the loop. The printing contract hasn't cleared yet, but that would bring us to future expenses. I guess real quick, I should make note of student wages. This is sort of a simplified version of the first table you saw with the 11,000. That really detailed one is me breaking it down so there's no questions, hopefully, for you all when you're looking over this again sometime. But just to make a note, I did sort of break up the wages, and I tried to make it a little bit more level, a little bit more fair. And I also eliminated the web management position that we had, primarily because we already have a PR manager, so having two seemed like a bit excessive for our budget. Okay, so future expenses, of course, the big one that we have coming up, and the most important one is just the operation costs for printing the journals. We're going to print like something around $1,950 per semester. It used to be something like 2,000, but I knocked that down so that way we could make sure we could keep our printing within the budget and not cut it quite as close. In addition, we get like 4 extra pages to sort of feature more artists, so it's kind of like a unique trade-off. Amp's release party, as I said, that's where the host money comes from, the $100 at the end of the semester just to pay for food so people can hang out. Zine materials, it's a really informal, like, secondary version of the journal. It's completely, like, handmade just from, like, construction paper and string and basic materials so that everybody can come together. You don't have to be, like, an artist and make this thing. So that accounts for the entire year, which we usually we're shooting for 2 to 4, but realistically, I think, because we haven't had a zine editor, we'll only be able to make probably 2. Though that probably won't stay the trend. Website renewal, that's an important fee because we get a lot of our submissions through the website. It's how people find us. Submittable is actually, it's a nice platform, but it can be really confusing if we try to get them to submit to that instead of just having the link directly on our website. I guess that would bring us to data. So a lot of the things you might notice this semester, in the previous semesters, we actually had a ton of submissions, like so much that we could barely get through them all. That was primarily because we went to ACP, we promoted the journal down in Dallas, Texas. A lot of people started sharing it. And then Submittable.com also thought like what we were doing was cool. They featured us for free on like this sort of page they have for aspiring artists. And then there was just like this influx of submissions from everywhere, like even stuff from like Vietnam and like all the way across the globe. So that was really interesting. Of course, with staff being sort of we're really understaffed right now. Or I guess I just had the new team, so that's good. But due to that fact, submissions were a lot lower this semester, just because we weren't able to circulate Brushfire as well. We had some problem with distribution in terms of Brushfire, Sagebrush, and Insight all share one person that's supposed to go out to different locations on campus, put like a set number of journals out, and then return each week and see how many people picked them up. And I think just between the three publications, there's so many publications for one person to do that job that it's just not realistically feasible. And the feedback that I've gotten from those who just sort of quit that position, as part of the resolution, I think it would be better to keep that for Brushfire. We're just going to distribute among staff, maybe hand some of that work off to volunteers. Yeah, a lot of the volunteers who were helping out with that this semester became staff, so maybe that's like a good bridge. So I think there's more effective ways instead of just piling so much work on one person that can't do it all. So the distribution table, you'll see there's a bunch of holes. It kind of looks very complicated. that's because with just Claire and I, we can't keep up with it on top of doing our normal responsibilities as editor-in-chief. Lots of new things for me to learn, so I kind of take it on like I usually would have. Let's see. Social media, we seem to have problems with like tracking data. Primarily, I think there were a lot of miscommunications on how to like actually collect that information. We were measuring data from like I think the profile, not the page, our Facebook page or our Facebook profile, which means like we're only seeing what we're doing, not really how much people are communicating and interacting on that page. We have gone up in that. It's pretty small increments, but it's enough that we know that people are paying attention. We did a lot of in-person promotion, tabling. We went to Dogfest. We've been collaborating with Creative Writing Club and Wolf Speaks. We're actually helping them host an open mic this coming Tuesday at Laughing Planet. So I feel like we're actually getting a lot more people. Consequently, we've had 40 volunteers. not all of them stuck with it, of course, but like at least 10 of them have, which is just enormous compared to previous times. I'm one of like the few volunteers in the past that stuck with it long enough to become part of the crew. So there's lots of promise there, but yeah, for example, we have a lot more progress to make though. Twitter seems to be a totally dormant account. I'm not entirely sure why, but we're gonna try to revive that. So I guess that's just like my run through.
Thank you. Is there any questions from the editor?
So the data that we have in the memo, like this, not the big like explanation, but just all this data, is this all from like last year and last semester? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's a good point because I think, so Edgar, who was the previous editor-in-chief, graduated. We had another staff member, Marshall, who was editor-in-chief, but he ended up having to resign his position. I think between all that, there was so much attempt to like reorganize what Edgar was doing. Marshall was trying to like reorganize that, and then he had to leave, and then there was so much just like lost in that transfer. I've been trying to hunt it down, but I've yet to find all of it. But as a solution, we have been creating more effective ways to just keep data. We have like a reserved file. We have backup copies on the drive and on flash drive. I also feel like distribution has been confusing people, so instead of making one giant sheet that people have to scroll all the way down to the bottom through years of distribution, they can just do it per semester. We're going to add that to like the master sheet, so that way we have like a year-long account.
Yes, Central.
So then from like this year, I know that you said that the submission amount, like the percentage that you guys were seeing has increased, do you know by how much, or if it's like a substantial amount?
I would say it's, so the tricky thing with submissions is that it's hard to actually measure them one by one and go through, because one person might submit as many as 10 artworks in a submission, but submittable only registers it as one. We've kind of requested that people don't pile all their work into one file, but they keep doing it anyway. But I would say it has been significantly less than the previous semester, if only for the fact that we had that huge boom from submittable that they kept promoting us. We literally had to contact them and be like, stop, we can't get it all done. But I would say it's not so bad that, we're putting the journal together right now. We actually have too much. We're going to have to cut stuff out. So, I would say maybe in comparison, we probably had realistically around 700 submissions. If you were to count them out previous semester, we probably have close to 300 this semester.
Okay.
So a definite decrease, but that last boom is not normal. Yeah.
Is there any further questions? Yes.
Nick, realistically, how many can we actually fit in a germ?
Yeah, so the number that we can fit is probably around 60.
Yeah.
So we have to whittle it down pretty hard for it.
Senator Burry.
So you talked about some issues with circulating the journal, especially when you're understaffed. Who do you typically market to, and who's basically your audience? Like from what colleges, for example?
So we distribute everywhere on campus. Every major building that we can think of, you know, JOKC, Raggio, Fitzgerald. We definitely hit Friends and Humanities because they always eat them. And sorry, Business Building actually is the most consistent, which is interesting. So Church of Fine Arts, of course. But we've been, as part of the initiative to sort of like break the wall of just this is a college campus sort of thing, we started distributing, I think mainly over toward the Midtown area, like Old World Coffee, Sundance Bookstore, Tussle Tea, those sort of places. I think mainly, really it's for everybody, but people who have an interest in arts and are trying to make their own stuff, I think kind of hang out there. So we're hoping that more people will pick it up and send them out elsewhere. It's funny because we've actually seen journals end up way across the other side of town. I found a couple in Meadowood Mall, which is sort of interesting. The audience is everyone, but it's probably more specifically appealing to those who have an interest in the arts.
Any further questions? Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
And Hannah has to be at the NSA meeting.
Okay.
Otherwise she would have been here. So the capital account, there's a description in the memo what its purpose is. As far as the actual expenditures, they were all in that downloaded material that Adrian got for you. Not much has come out of there. The payment for the field has come out of there. There was one computer that was approved, and then there was some additional computer equipment. Still to come, I thought you'd be more interested in that, is that every year Raul submits a technology upgrade plan, so that can run anywhere. It's actually from 18 to 24, depending on which computers we're replacing. 95 to 105K, depending on how much is generated by your scholarship endowment. It's the additional amount necessary to make up the total amount you need to give out all your scholarships. And then 5K a year for the water filters. And you do know that you supply the water filters campus-wide, right? And so we still haven't received a bill for that. And then 22K, we have two campus escort vans that are going to go down. Typically, if this body approves $22,000, then we go to the endowment folks. They will leverage the $22,000 and come up with a funding for a whole second van. And that's what we've basically been doing for the last decade. That's how we've been keeping up with the campus escort vans. And that also assumes that this body decides to approve that. So you probably will end up with about 131 just a little over $131,000 in the account. And remember, this is a capital account, so it's those large expenditures. It wouldn't be operational items that come from here. Does that make sense to everybody? Y'all, that's about it.
Any questions for Director Rodriguez? I had a question. Let's just say 5 years ago, what was that figure looking like that we had to spend?
Oh, that number would have been up at anywhere from 650,000 to 750. There was years when it might have been up to 1 million, but that would have been like a decade and a half ago.
And then, you know, the whole democracy closet conversation that's been brought up. Before the transfer came in, I was kind of weary on if that was a responsible use of funds. Now that we have that transfer in, do you think that spending 25K in the democracy closet would be responsible?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's doable. I don't know how you want to allocate. So far, you've only gotten in the first half transfer in, which is 125. You should be expecting a second one, but I've asked Steve to hold off on that until he sees what the finances are like in the spring semester. But at this point, you have 131 remaining, and that's taking into consideration, you know, your scholarships, the need for a couple of vans, the technology upgrade plan, that kind of thing. So.
Awesome. Yeah, it was pretty excited when I heard that transfer came in, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Is there any questions for Director Rodriguez? Senator Hudson?
Is Democracy Plaza a thing? Like, are we gonna see it within this term?
Senator File?
There's a committee right now that's working on it, and once we have it more finalized, we're going to bring it to the Senate body through committees. We'll bring it to this committee first. So you'll see it soon. So to be determined.
Yeah. So with the whole committee, basically, before they brought the capital expenditure to our committee, they wanted to get kind of a sustainable way to maintain Democracy Plaza as far as, like, possibly setting up a committee through the vice president to look over the next few years. That's a thing. So, is there any further questions regarding the capital account? Seeing none, thank you, Dirk Rodriguez. And from here, we'll move to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment? Senator Hudson.
Through the chair to Director Rodriguez, I just had a question. I was looking in the 83 session rules of Senate under the standing committee duties on page 19, and I'm just confused, and I was hoping you could, like, interpret or something, but one of the sentences said, the committee shall review finance bills, review spending practices, regularly review balance sheets of ASUN accounts, and provide written reports that reflect for these reviews. Did that mean to, was that like a grammatical error or like?
Probably.
Okay.
It probably should have said that are reflective of these reviews.
Okay, because it said four, so I thought we had a certain amount of, I don't know, I was really confused.
No, I think that's the reviews, right, that you ask these folks to do for you?
Yeah, those would be the financial reviews.
Okay.
Is there any further public comment? Seeing none, I bring this meeting at 10:26 a.m.